Jill Biden gushes over White House Christmas decor, defends Hunter's presidential pardon. By Hannah Knudsen on December 2, 2024. First Lady Jill Biden gushed over Christmas decor in her holiday message on Monday. Just one day after her husband, President Joe Biden, pardoned their criminal son, Hunter. Speaking to the press, the First Lady walked through the Christmas decorations at the White House. In the East Garden Room, a horse-drawn sleigh pulls us into the historic mansion. And there we enter another hall of light as lush garlands of green envelop us in the tranquility of nature, she said. In the library, a twirling forest of vintage ceramic trees shines with the color of the holidays. And walking in, I was taken back to my childhood. Because when that tree first came out, so, you know, it's an antique. We knew Christmas had begun, she continued, describing the reflective canopy wrapping everyone in a peaceful snowfall in the East Room. She also touted the White House Christmas tree, featuring the name of every state and territory in the District of Columbia as you look around the top of it. And each year, I love watching all the visitors. And you'll probably see it yourselves when you walk in there looking for your home state. And, you know, seeing your faces light up as you find. Like, hey, there's Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, she continued. In the Red Room, glowing gifts from under the Christmas tree lift like the messages of peace above, she said, also highlighting the Gold Star Tree exhibit. Jill Biden also gave a shout out to teachers, as she typically does. How many of you are teachers? Lots of teachers, she said. I love that, because teachers always get stuff done. So these last 4 years, you know, there's a group of people who have helped us stay in touch with the American people. And there are correspondence volunteers, Jill Biden continued. So you can imagine how much I appreciate them as an English teacher and their writing skills. Because I teach writing, so all of you are an essential part of our democracy. And I'm so grateful for your work, she continued, reflecting on her final Christmas in the White House. It's been the honor of our lives to serve as your first family. May our nation be blessed with peace and light this holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We love you all, she said. Watch, Jill Biden's Christmas address. Jill Biden's holiday message came one day after her husband announced he was pardoning their criminal son, Hunter. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son. And that is wrong, Joe Biden said in a White House statement, making his son the victim. There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me. And there's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough, he said, ultimately pardoning Hunter for crimes spanning back to 2014, covering actions between January 1, 2014, and December 1, 2024. This happens to cover Hunter's stint on the board of the corrupt Ukrainian gas company Burisma, which was announced in May 2014. Video shows Jill Biden addressing a reporter during an event with military families in the state dining room of the White House on Monday, stating that she of course supports pardoning Hunter.